So Dell, do you want me to run things or do you want to run things?
It's pretty short. I can run this.
Okay, perfect. We'll turn it over to you then.
Right. So the meeting is called for order. We are September 11th, 2025, and everyone is welcome to the meeting. We open it with any public comment from anyone that is present with us. Is there anyone present?
There is not. Can I get us to do one thing, Dell? Can we go around and everyone on the call state their name for the recording?
Yes, and should we do that every time, Mike?
Yes. Yeah, that's what we need to do with electronic meetings.
Continue to remind me. I am Dell Nichols. I am chair of the Olpert Improvement District.
Joseph White, Vice Chair.
Gerald Anderson, board member.
I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese.
Matt Entz with Snow Jensen and Reese District Council.
Joe Nichols, technology admin.
And we do have Christy Barker at the anchor location. So, Christy, there's no members of the public there, are there?
No.
Okay, perfect. All right, back to you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. We do have a consent item looking at July 10th, 2025 minutes. I've assumed everyone's had an opportunity to review. Are there any comments or changes required for those minutes?
I don't have any.
If there are no comments, could I have a motion to approve the minutes as prepared on provided to us?
I'll make a motion. I'll make a
Go
motion to
ahead.
approve the July 10th, 2025 minutes.
I second it.
Thank you. Call for a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
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 And the voting is unanimous to approve the minutes for July 10th, 2025 minutes as presented. We have a couple of three action items. So we move to the first action item. And that's the water banking agreement, which has been distributed to us all. Might want to put that up on screen.
All right, let me see if I can find it. I'm going to stop sharing right now so I can go to my. Where is it going to let me stop sharing right there? All right, let me go. Hold
Chrissy
on.
just sent it to us too, Mike.
Okay.
While Mike, you're looking, I believe this is looking to be approved as a template. It's not complete with particular items. Joe, Daryl, is that an accurate understanding?
Yeah, the intent was to approve the form and the template and the stuff, and then as each development comes through, we'll get its individual identification and stats subject to that development. But this gives us the form to make sure that we're applying it equally across the board.
Mr.
Right.
Chair, I do not have that. So maybe it got sent to.
I don't have it either. I know you guys did approve a template last meeting, but I don't have anything other than what we did last meeting.
So that didn't come from you, Christy, that I got.
No.
All right. I'm not sure that there's a need as I looked at the template. We did approve what you sent, Joe, this morning that Ben had provided, and we did approve
Oh,
that in
I
last meeting.
didn't. I thought we just talked about it and didn't approve it. Sorry.
No, we did approve it as a template last meeting. In that particular draft that Ben circulated, there was a reference to the Tozier quantity of acre feet of 40.15, just as a notation.
Yeah, we
So,
need to take that out.
all right. All right. So there is no action required where we have accomplished it in the last meeting, and it was just an error. I had understood the water banking agreement was going to be dealt with for specific parties, but it doesn't look like we're ready to do that. Is that correct, Joe?
No, not yeah, it's not ready yet, but we'll be here soon. We just wanted to really get this form done so that when we give it to the people, we can say this is the approved form and there's not a lot of changes.
Okay. All right. Next item up is in a similar camp then.
Yes.
I was under the understanding that we were going to approve it for C-Dub, and that would be a particular form. So what we have done is approved a development agreement in the July meeting, which is substantially the same as that floated, although there were numbers that were put in place in the July entry for different fees, et cetera, that now are out, and it's just looking as it as more as a template form.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I apologize. This is my fault. I assumed something, at least I had in my mind something different, so.
Okay. All right. So your request to approve these was intended to approve some action that was did
That
happen in
was
the
done
July
July
meeting
10th.
and is
Yeah.
not a requirement of the day. Okay. All right. So we'll pass and move on from that particular item.
Dale, before we move on from that, I just had two real minor edits, and we probably don't need to discuss it, but there's one place where we reference, the submittal to the building authority of Ertis City. I think we probably need to make that Ertis City or the county because, there's likelihood that we'll be serving outside of Ertis City. And then in the next paragraph, we reference all county ordinances, probably the same thing. We probably need to, make an Ertis City, Twilla County reference there. We do that later in the document where we call out both, but that would probably be just some minor tweaks to make sure that we're able to serve both inside Ertis City and outside of Ertis City or in the county, but nothing major.
Yeah, I agree. I think we can do that.
With that said, I think what we'd like to do is to readdress that as an official action where it is posted to the public. And basically, make the corrections where we are saying several times in the document that we're looking for both county and Ertis City, and it may be changed, Daryl, to an and or situation.
That's my thought.
All right. Mike, Matt, are you comfortable if we call for a motion to make that correction in the document that was approved last July? And that therefore would be in the template going forward as an approved document.
Yes, I think that's fine.
Yeah, I agree.
Daryl, would you like to make that motion?
Yeah, I'll just make it a motion that we. And I don't know if this would be reapprove or approve the changes to the development agreement template related to edits necessary for and or language in Ertis City and Tooele County.
I second that. Call for vote. All in favor? Aye.
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 That passes unanimously. So we've amended slightly with minor modifications to the template of the agreement, and that will be noted in today's meeting notes and meeting minutes, and we'll go on to the next item. Now, we were hoping to have a connection allocation matrix up here. And I haven't seen a copy of that. Joe and Daryl, that
No,
was
that
in your
it was
court.
on, yeah, it was in our court. The only change, do you have the original one? The only change we need to make is we are taking 164 connections. So anything that was included below Ironwood, like Sager's Moyle, the church, all that is now going to be, it's just going to be under one development agreement with Ironwood, and will get distributed through assignments there. So that's the only thing that we need to make on that.
Well, we haven't approved anything as yet, and we don't have a template up for approval today. I'm not sure we could take action on it without
Oh,
either
let me.
putting that up.
I thought that was in Ben's stuff.
If it did, if it was, I missed it.
No, it was
Okay.
not included. It's not included.
Daryl, do you
I'm
have
confused.
that? Do you have that one there?
I have one.
It's
I don't
just a
know.
spreadsheet.
Yes, I have one, but I'm trying to Dell and Joe Nichols. I'm trying to think who has probably the best and the cleanest. Is it mine or is it yours?
Oh,
It's I pulled up one that's from Joe.
yeah, that's the latest one we have, I believe.
I'm gonna send this to you, Dell.
I don't
Put
have
Mike
one
on
in
there
my
as well.
files, so I
Okay,
can't put anything up.
we can wait. Let's wait and deal with that. The
Yeah,
so we just need, yeah, we just need to put that in. Gosh, I really messed up this one. So,
I think that's probably wise, and I wouldn't beat yourself up, Joe, that we can reconvene and take care of that without a lot of difficulty. So that's not
yeah.
it.
And
Joe,
as
did you say 164? Was that your number?
yeah.
Yeah,
Is he
that at least on mine. Granted, we'll deal with this in the future, but that's what I just did a quick addition to what I would think would be the ones you were referring to, and I get 164 also. But like
Okay.
Dell says, we owe Dell an updated one, and that may be the change that we owe to him. But that's what I got also.
All
Okay.
right. With that said, we'll table this particular item and address it in our next meeting.
So, yeah, I'm fine with that. Do we take a motion on it to table it, or do we just?
Yes.
So
Yes, if you could.
I make a motion. We table the sewer capacity discussion and approval for next meeting.
I second that. All in favor?
I.
Aye. That motion passes. It is tabled.
So, is
Go
it
ahead.
appropriate, Dale? Can I take a little bit of time and do a operations report?
Yes, please.
So, as you guys know, a couple weeks ago, we had no water in our tank, and the pump was bad. So we had Mike Zimmerman come out. He put a pump in. It ended up being the wrong pump. I had a company called Tooele Valley Pumping. They actually transported 60,000 gallons of water up to the tank so that we'd have a fire reserve and some just a little bit of capacity. We asked all of the members to not sprinkle, not irrigate their land. And then the school that we serve had two toilets break and used all the water. So we got some emergency. We hooked in the irrigation well to our sprinkler or to our fire hydrant. Zimmerman came out, replaced the well,
When you say well,
and it's pump. Sorry, replaced the pump and the motor. The pump got some gravel and burned up the pump and the motor. So it's caused a pretty big delay. But Steve Evans, who's our operator, he did a fantastic job of keeping everybody calm and keeping them. He took water to all the animals, so there was no problem there. So it's up and running. There was a problem with our SCADA system in the tr in the transform in the transfer from Meadowbrook Water Company to us. The SCADA system didn't get turned over to Steve, and therefore, when the alarms went off, or when the alarms were supposed to go off, that we had low tank level, no one got them, and Chris and them said they didn't get them. And then it turned out that we had a faulty sensor in our tank. So SKM came out and replaced that and did a test on it. So we should be all up and running now. So that's going to be an expense. That's an emergency expense. And I don't know. I don't have invoices for it yet, but it's going to be north of 20 or 30,000, I imagine. From a go
Sounds like
ahead.
kind of a perfect storm of
Yeah.
events there.
Yeah, kind of for us, it's definitely learning a learning process, as we that we had a water break too because of the pressure coming out of the tank. There was a water break that we had to have fixed. And Shane and Chris from Utah Youth Village was really good in helping us get that taken care of. But it was a 2 weeks of craziness for sure. The
Is it
go
behind
ahead. I think so. I think the well got put in yesterday, or the pump, sorry, the pump got put in yesterday and is operating at back to our normal efficiency. It was like 165 gallons a minute. So that the operation seems back to normal. Now, the culinary well is being test pumped. They started it on Monday, and at a quarter power of the motor was running at a quarter power, and it was pumping 900 gallons a minute.
Wow.
So, and it cleared up really fast, the turbidity, and there's a pH was 7.2. I mean, it was actually probably one of the cleanest wells that they've seen. And we expect that it'll pump close to 2,500 gallons a minute with very little drawdown. So
Excellent.
they'll continue that and do the official test pump for the state somewhere around September 18th. So that's good news for us because we figured that it would pump close to 1,500 in our calculations, and we'll get probably about 750 to 1,000 gallons more than that.
My compliments to you, Joe, in handling
So,
the emergency, and compliments to Steve. Please share with him the board's good favor for his excellent performance.
yeah, I will. He did do a great job in handling people and was available whenever we needed him, and he did all the coordination. I had to do the coordination with Mike because Mike was he's like, "Joe, what project do you want me to do? Your well or the pump?" And I'm like, "Well, you got to get us water back, so go do the pump and then we'll come back to the well." But anyway, it's worked out good. And I mean, and it's kind of an expensive learning curve, right? To get a new water system and put in the pump's only been in 1 year, and to have that. So Mike's looking into why that, the screen size and things, why that well went down. But anyway, it was nice to see that we could handle an emergency and get our teeth kind of cut on while we don't have 400 people on.
Big
So,
difference.
Joe, I have a couple questions.
Okay.
Is this something that the pit is going to cover or something that the improvement district is going to cover?
This is
Because we
a
don't have enough money in the improvement district. If it's coming from the improvement district, I'm looking at the budget right now. We would need to move some money in and then do a budget amendment to make sure we fall within the guidelines, because we can't expense more than we have in revenues, right? We can come back and do a budget amendment to it. Now, if the PID's going to do it, then obviously we have money in there, but I want to make sure we're not crossing the line between what the PID and the improvement district
No,
are going to do.
I think this is a OPID expense. We will have some money, so we'll have to do a budget adjustment. We have two types of money that are coming in the next 10 days.
Okay.
Well, we should have enough money in there because we got a payment from Chuck Tozier, part of his sewer payment. And while it's earmarked to do for construction, We could use it. I think we ought to move some of it to pay this expense. The other money we have coming in is we have some inspection fees coming in from the sewer line being put in that will give us a little bit more additional money to operate on.
Okay. We might need
Because that was
that.
a concern of mine too, to be honest
Okay.
with you.
Yeah. So when it comes in, let's plan on doing like a budget amendment here, probably, I don't know, a month or so, once you get the invoices, once everything's done. I guess the question becomes then, how is the improvement district going to pay for it?
Yeah. We'll just use fees that we collect from the inspection fees to do that.
Joe,
Okay.
that's what I was thinking. Have we collected inspection fees, and how much in inspection fees have we collected?
We have not collected inspection fees. We should collect, I'll tell you. Well, we only the first these this first construction job going on, we only collect 57,000 from it. And so we'll have to use that and some money from the Tozier. And I think Tozier's money's actually in the account now.
Yeah, we have about $204,000 in the account currently.
So we can probably allocate that. Allocate that to this repair, some of it to this repair.
Well, I mean, I guess can we allocate it to the repair, or can we just use it to cover these invoices until we get inspection fees and those type of monies? Because I mean, really, that Tozier money allocation was supposed to pay for sewer line. So I don't know
Right,
if
it pays
allocation is the
for.
right, if
Yeah,
allocation
I.
is the right term, is maybe just to cover it until the appropriate money comes in.
Or what we have to do, here's the other thing that it can do is we can get it from EHD because the agreement is to not bear any extra expenses to OPID and take it out of the PID if we need to at that time. Whatever keeps the books clean, so there's no question. So this is probably more of a question for you, Mike, and as we have to pay this invoice.
So I'm looking at the budget and then also the minutes. We need to have a meeting here probably in the next 2 weeks. We did not approve a final budget. We did a tentative budget, but we didn't do a final budget. So we need to have a meeting to first finalize the tentative, but then also whatever, I guess if we can track down invoices, Dell, if we have X amount of money, 200 and something thousand that you said, let's get all of those numbers so we can include that in the final budget and then approve a final budget. I don't know how the final budget didn't get put in. I'll talk to CLA about it and figure that out. But look at your calendars. And in the
So
next 2 weeks, let's figure out a time we can meet.
we had a meeting kind of tentatively scheduled, but I think we canceled. Can we just do it at that same time, Dell?
Yeah, that would be fine. We were talking about asking for another time. I think it was on the 25th, Thursday, the 25th, that day at 10 a.m.
Yep,
September.
that's fine with me.
The 25th would work for us, I think,
That works for
time-wise,
me. I guess
for
we'll just need to
notice purposes.
get with CLA or and
Yeah.
make sure they can update in that time.
Okay. And then Joe, get, and then Dell, also get me the numbers you guys have for what's in the accounts, what's come in. And then Joe, if you can try to figure out what these costs are going to be. So we can
Yeah.
include those in as well. We can always do a budget amendment after. So if you just have some, estimates, that'll work. What time did we say on the 25th?
10
10
a.m.
10 a.m.
Okay. Yep, we can do that.
Okay. All right. We have it blocked out, so that'll work fine.
Okay, perfect.
All right.
That works.
Okay,
So we'll
Joe,
get all
keep
this other stuff
going
done.
if you need.
Well, that's all I just wanted the board to be aware. And I texted the board throughout this so they were aware of what was going on. So
Okay, you.
I've also asked Ingrid to put together, she said she couldn't do it for this meeting, but in the future we'll have financial reports that she'll send to us that we can all review.
Yeah, we're
Okay.
thinking, Mike, Matt, as you are. We've done some preliminary budgeting on our side, and we'll basically have it in such a way that we can collectively acknowledge what the expectations are and where we are historically with the monies that have come in.
Okay. One other thing on this note, let's just plan on having quarterly meetings then to make sure we cover those financials.
Okay. Yep, that'll be fine.
And
Okay.
that is our expectation as well
Okay, perfect.
on that. Are there any other items to be discussed?
Uh, on the quarterly meeting comment, I totally agree. Mike, would you mind, I guess, getting with whatever our minutes are and maybe send out what those quarterly meeting dates might be? I think we may have set a schedule at the beginning of the year, but if you wouldn't mind just giving us those dates, and then I can get them on our calendar or my calendar.
Yep, we will. Joe, I do have a favor to ask.
Okay.
Can you talk to Matt about signing over on the PID side?
Matt
There's
Donaldson.
one document I haven't been able to get him to sign. So, oh,
Can you
you
put it
signed
in?
them all.
Yep.
It is
I'll take that one.
okay.
Joe, if you want. I talk with Matt probably more, and I'm the one that's usually getting him to sign documents. Mike,
It's
can you tell me what it is or send it to me also, and then I will get that signed.
yep. So I sent it to him through DocuSign. It's the for PID 4, it's the 2024 fraud risk assessment.
Okay.
And the state auditor requires us to keep all four PIDs up to date. So that's what it is. Joe's already signed them all, but that's the one I need from him.
Do you
And I
know
send
about
him
when
a
he sent it or not?
reminder
Do you know about when he
already.
sent it?
About, do you remember, Joe? Probably 2 weeks
Two
ago.
weeks, yeah, 2 weeks ago.
Okay, all right. That's close enough. That'll give him somewhere to look for it.
Okay, perfect.
One other quick item, Joe Nichols. I have to fall on a sword. The link that you sent me for the email had expired. So if you'll send me a new link, I promise I will get on and get it registered.
Okay, I'll send one to you and Joe.
Okay, Joe, you have to make the same commitment.
I'm gonna let Daryl fall on the sword for both of us.
Sounds
Just turn over, Daryl, and let it stab you in the back and the front.
good.
Sorry, Joe. Yeah, but we have that. We're cl trying to close with CW on October 1, and I have. Anyway, just there's a lot to go through for that, so. I do apologize.
No worries. No worries. All right. Any other business? Let's
Nope.
see, Mike, do I
Good.
need a motion to close this off?
Yes, we do need a motion to adjourn.
Would anyone be favoring us with a motion?
I'll make that motion that we adjourn our meeting, close the meeting.
I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion has passed. This meeting is officially concluded. Thank you, Matt. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate everybody's participation. Thank you, Christy. Appreciate everybody's help in keeping us.